Chapter 40. A knock sounded on Vi's door, hours later.
It's Sister Ariel. May I come in?
I can't stop you. There's no lock on the door, Vi said. Sister Ariel came in. She said nothing for a time, staring around the bare room with apparent nostalgia.
What do you want?
Vi asked.
A bit nervous about going to the lecture, huh? Or was it your meeting with Eileen that's got you acting more like a tyrant than a tyro?
Sister Ariel said.
I fucked up,
Vi said, sulking, knowing it, hating it, and sulking anyway.
Now they hate me, like always.
They're 12 years old. They don't dare hate you.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
I'm not terribly concerned about your feelings, Vi. However, given the difficulties of your case, and that I discovered you, and most of all because I can't come up with an excuse quickly enough, I've been put in charge of your tutelage.
Vi groaned. My feelings exactly. First of all, this room is entirely inappropriate for you.
I get a better room?
You get to share a room. You were given a single in deference to your age. That was a mistake. You're isolated enough as it is. As of this afternoon, you'll have a roommate. In case you're curious, the room will be only slightly larger than this one.
Vi pitched back onto the bed. Now, since you're my responsibility, you'll go to lecture.
Now.
Eileen will have to wait until later.
Vi didn't move. Do we need to repeat certain lessons we learned on the trail?
Ariel asked.
Vi stood, quickly. And by the by, lest you being put under my care be seen as a reward, all the punishments that your unfortunate floor monitor imposed will be carried out, as well as a few of my own.
Follow. Ariel left, and Vi had no choice but to follow her like a whipped dog. The chantry had been constructed with beauty and practicality as its first considerations. Cost had obviously been no object. Even here in the Tyros area, the arched ceilings were 10 feet high, incised with a different pattern in every quarter. The Tyros occupied the lowest level of the chantry, though storerooms, archives, and the like lay beneath the waterline. Because it was housed entirely within the giant statue of the Seraph, the interior of the chantry was arranged in circles. Living quarters arrayed along the quadrisecting halls, and lecture halls around the outside to take advantage of the sunlight necessary for magic. Though white marble predominated, the Tyro's floor didn't feel austere. A castle with so much stone would be cold and dark, but here the floors were warmed to welcome bare feet, and the ceiling itself was luminous. The walls were filled with bright, cheery scenes to comfort girls away from home for the first time. Rabbits, unicorns, cats, dogs, horses, and animals Vi had never seen played together. They were drawn fancifully, but exquisitely. Vi touched a painted pink puppy curled in sleep next to an impossibly friendly lion. Its eyes opened, and it licked toward her fingers, its pink tongue pressing against the wall as if it were just on the other side of a glass. Vi yelped and jumped backward, clawing at her belt for a dagger that wasn't there.
His name's Pate, Sister Ariel said. He was one of my favorites. He doesn't wake until noon.
What?
It's a timepiece. Watch this, Sister Ariel said, stepping outside one of the classrooms.
Gently, the ceilings pulsed violet, red, yellow, green, and blue in succession as a bell tolled. Seconds later, several hundred girls between 10 and 14
poured into the halls in a flood of noise and motion. Vi saw more curious glances than frightened ones. Apparently, the rumors hadn't spread to the entire school yet. She folded her arms and scowled.
Class starts in 5 minutes. Can you read and write?
Of course, Vi said. Her worthless mother had done that much.
Good. I'll collect you at noon. Oh, and Vi, if you have a question during class, raise your hand. Sister Gazadin is a stickler. When called on, stand with your hands behind your back. If you don't, they'll think you're being disrespectful. Oh, and no magic. And remember everything. Lectures are arranged in triads to help with that.
Triads? Vi asked. But Sister Ariel was already gone. 5 minutes later, Vi was seated in a too small chair, at a too small desk, in the front row of a lecture hall. Three walls were unadorned white stone. The east wall, however, was as transparent as glass. The late morning sun poured down, bathing Lake Vestachi and the snow-capped mountains beyond in light. The lake was the deepest blue Vi had ever seen, and dozens of fishing boats dotted the surface. Vi barely noticed when her whispering classmates suddenly quieted. A squat sister tut-tutted, and the wall shimmered, becoming opaque white like the others in a second. Without preliminaries, Sister Gazadin began.
There are three reasons glamours should be used sparingly. Anyone?
Not a girl made a move.
First, glamours are unpredictable. Second, glamours are unnatural. Third, glamours are unappreciated. Unpredictable first. A glamour may affect only men, or only women, or only children. Second, a glamour may affect some people much more strongly than others. Third, the glamour will attract people according to their own predispositions. It may impart, particularly in men, an overwhelming sexual desire for the caster. Or, it may impart a slavish servitude, where the person finds in you every good thing they could imagine. Or, it may impart a simple attractiveness and persuasiveness. Unnatural. First, a glamour can operate by exaggerating a quality you already have. That could be exaggerating your inherent attractiveness. Or, it could exaggerate people's perception of your courage or honor or strength. Or, it could exaggerate a bond such as friendship that you share with the glamour's target. Second, a glamour may feign the attractive features of another person. Third, and most powerfully, a glamour may tap the subject's mind for what he finds most attractive. One man might say the caster was blonde and blue-eyed, whilst the man beside him would swear she was buxom and green-eyed. But this type of glamour is unusual and challenging to us. And obviously, if the two men talk after that major leaves, they will notice the discrepancy. That leads us to the third reason glamours should be used sparingly. Glamours are unappreciated. First, she stopped, irritated. Viridiana, stop fidgeting. You have a question?
What if you can control all that? Vi asked, standing up and putting her arms behind her back, feeling like a child. It's not that hard.
All the girls in the class looked at Vi as if they couldn't believe she'd dared speak.
Do you really wish me to believe that you have natural mastery of one of the more difficult relational spells?
I didn't say mastery, Vi said defensively. The truth was, she was still off-kilter. The thought of having to go talk to Eline hanging over her like a death sentence, which she realized, it might actually be.
Unless you've actually cast this spell, sit and be silent.
Vi paused, then scowled.
I have.
Oh? Pray tell.
Sister Gazadin gave a condescending smirk.
Fine, bitch.
I was fucking this guy and he was having trouble waking the snake, Vi said. Sister Gazadin's eyes went huge. So I kicked in a sex glamour. That usually does it in about 5 seconds. I mean, it's embarrassing if you use too much. They're done before they get naked. With this one, the glamour did nothing. In your terms, I guess, I was exaggerating my natural attractiveness. So I played around with it until I felt something give. His eyes glazed over and he started talking about my boyish figure, while holding two hands full of tit. Sister Gazadin's mouth was open, but no words came out. Anyway, Vi said, it wasn't hard. I mean, I'm most experienced with glamours for sex, but I figured those out with a pointer or two from a courtesan. So with sisters teaching me, how hard can the other glamours be? For a long time, no one said anything. Vi noticed belatedly that everyone was gaping at her. Sister Gazadin's mouth closed. She began to speak, and then stopped. Finally, she looked past Vi to a buck-toothed 12-year-old who raised her hand.
Yes, Hannah,
Sister Gazadin asked. Hannah stood with her hands behind her back.
Please, sister, what kind of mage is a courtesan?
Vi laughed. That snapped Sister Gazadin out of it.
Sit, both of you.
They sat.
Unappreciated, Sister Gazadin said.
Even if people's perceptions of the caster are not altered, there is still a feeling of wrongness after a glamour. During the spell, they won't notice they're being manipulated. But afterward, especially if they were wildly manipulated, they'll realize that their reactions were out of proportion. The irresponsible use of glamours is one reason why Magi have historically been distrusted. No one wants to be manipulated, and in essence, glamours are all about manipulation. That's all. Class dismissed.
It was as if Vi had never spoken. Sister Gazadin didn't answer Vi's question. Or Hannah's. Indeed, she didn't seem affected in the slightest, except, Vi realized later, that she'd forgotten to teach the last portion of her lecture in triads. Mama Kay adjusted the topazes hanging in her long hair, examining herself critically in Master Picoon's mirror. She found a note on her bedside table when she woke. It was written in Durzo's cramped hand. I live. I will come for you. That was all. Bothersome man. She'd gotten up and dyed her hair one last time. A natural gray. No, silver, she decided. Then she'd come here. It hadn't been easy to order Master Picoon to make her blue dress for the coronation, more muted and higher cut than any she'd ever worn. But at least his hands had strayed when he took her measurements, as they always did. When his hands stopped wandering, she would know she was old.
You are extraordinary, he said.
I have this meeting with every one of my beautiful clients.
Normal women make new compromises with age daily, so it's less of a shock to them. Beauties seem to run into it all at once, and it happens here. They ignore my advice and order the latest fashion one more time, and then they see themselves. Some accuse me of making them look bad on purpose. Others stare at the old stranger in the mirror, shocked. Always, there are tears. I'm not much for crying. You know when I'm only flattering, Guinevere. The body is my canvas, and I tell you your body is years from that day of tears. You have something ineffable. You walk through life like a dancer, all strength and beauty and grace. I have this client, stunning girl, a bit muscular to be fashionable,
I told her to start sitting on her ass and eating chocolates, but saved from being boyish by these hips and tits that would make a goddess green. By Priapus, the girl can wear anything, and will. I'd make her clothes for free, just to see her wear them.
Now you're going to make me jealous, Guinevere said. He knew she was kidding, though a small part of her wasn't. Emile Picun was talking about Vi Sovare.
What I mean to say is that if I put up portraits of her and you at her age, a man would be hard-pressed to choose between you. But in person, it's no contest. Her beauty is wasted on her. She is divorced from her flesh, joyless. You, on the other hand, have this ability to enjoy a man enjoying you on any of a dozen levels. If I could imbue a dress with what you have, I would not be a tailor. I would be a god. Of all my clients, you will always be my favorite, Guinevere.
She smiled, oddly moved. With Master Picun, you always expected lechery, but you never expected him to mean anything by it. Now, he meant every word he said.
Thank you, Emile. You warm my heart.
He grinned.
I don't suppose I've warmed any other part of you,
She laughed. I'm tempted, but there are so many women who will be needing discounts on their dresses for the coronation. They'd be so disappointed if I exhausted you. It's cruel to ruin a man by showing him what an artist of the bedchamber can do, and then denying him your talents for 14 years straight.
14?
She asked.
14 long, long years.
She said, relaxing almost imperceptibly.
It has been a long time.
He stepped close. Mama Kay slipped away, opened the door, and beckoned the lissom noblewoman waiting in the front room.
Careful, sweetie. I think he'll want to start with the discount.
The noblewoman gasped. Master Picun coughed.
Cruel, Guinevere, cruel.